Talk.
Another episode, yes it is.
Another episode of Bar Talk.
Our 10th episode.
The 10th. Is that monumental?
It's better than 9. Not as good as 11, so, you know, I mean, it's got to be somewhere.
We'll take it. Welcome to Bar Talk. I am DJ K. And
I'm Beamer.
And we are here recording live.
Yes, we are.
Live at
Tom Fuller's?
Yeah, almost forgot.
Yeah.
Live at Tom Fuller's restaurant and bar.
Yep. In the great Middletown, Delaware.
We are in the midst of a nor'easter.
Oh, we're not in the midst. We're in the middle of.
In the middle of a nor'easter. And we're going through the motions here because the bar is closing early. But guess what?
We still got to do a show. So
we still got to do a show. So
we got plenty of time.
We're going to start things off with our ceremonial and traditional toast. Here's the Bar Talk.
Go Bar Talk.
What is that?
I have no clue. It's the beer that they give me.
Now, I'm not drinking my traditional Yingling, which is that is my beer of the month now.
Oh, I think it's Bud Light.
It went for Bud Light. Okay, yeah, I do need to lose a few. Yeah. All right, we have a lot of things to talk about tonight. So we're gonna take a break real quick, and when I say quick, it's gonna be really quick.
It's going to literally be boom, 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 and we'll be back on.
And we will be right back with Bar Talk.
Back that quick, man.
Right that quick.
I mean, I couldn't even take a sneeze or, you know, I couldn't get up and stretch. That was pretty quick there, Keith.
All right, we are back. We got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time, but we are going to get it in and have a good time here. Real quick, want to say hey to Sarah, general manager for the evening. Sarah's in the building.
Hi.
All right.
How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm
Sarah.
Good.
Sarah, smile. I want you to smile along with me. Sarah.
All right. I'm a little scared driving.
Yeah. You know, we like Ghostbusters. We ain't afraid of no snow. All right. We got Black Chris in the building. He's just saying what's up.
And Black Chris
is
about to get
back. Black Chris is getting his black ass out here. So
he said anything that looks like a blanket of white, yeah, he's not going to deal with that.
Yeah. So real quick, I got something I'm going to get out of the way real quick.
Do it.
Know that one thing that Beamer and I are both fans of. Yeah, more. We got so many people stopping by. Real quick. Hey, love you. One thing that me and Beamer are big fans of are yoga pants. That is our.
That is yes. That is one of my favorites.
Our favorites. One thing we are pushing for legislation to keep yoga pants in the mainstream.
In schools.
But no.
Did you see about that?
That has changed, and that's why we're talking about this. This is a serious topic here. You don't know the domino effect that can happen here. All right, let me start from the beginning. There's a high school that has enforced a dress code, and the main thing that has people up in arms is that they have banned
yoga pants.
They've banned. How do you do that?
You know what?
Do you know the ramifications?
I'm going to say this as a man my age. I don't completely disagree. I don't completely disagree with banning yoga pants on young women because seriously, I don't want to have that mistake. Oh shit! No! And just
okay. But see, young women, you figure, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, okay, but seniors, no, because senior high school girls turn into freshman college girls. Freshman college girls are wearing the yoga pants, and then they evolve
to
senior girls. And guess what? You ban the yoga pants. They're not wearing that. We're not going to have a woman president because she can't wear yoga pants or sway votes. and global warming goes out of control, and the Russians nuke us, and South Korea takes over, and we're done. All because they want to ban yoga pants.
South Korea? Really?
That is the domino effect. I'm thinking ahead on this, man.
I would say China, since they own it anyway. I mean, shit.
I don't care. The man on the moon is going to see that there's a yoga pants shortage, so...
You know what? New invention. Yoga pants in short form.
Yoga pants shorts. Short yes, we are.
Yoga.
So, yes, man, that is a situation that is critical. It's almost on a critical level.
But, I mean, I can understand why you don't want young girls wearing them to school.
Because freshmen, sophomores, and juniors do not wear yoga pants. Seniors are allowed because they're in training.
Well, no, I can remember being, you know, middle school, high school, and elementary, and you go and you see a pretty girl anyway, you're like,
but you didn't.
What are we learning?
You didn't wear yoga pants.
Yeah, they weren't wearing yoga pants. Okay, but I'm saying, what were we learning? Because you had a pretty girl sitting next to you, you're like, you know what I mean? Now yes. You put a pair of yoga pants on it. Nobody's gonna learn anything.
Yeah, but they're sitting down, so you don't really worry about it too much, but.
All yeah, right, it's called the hallway. It's called cafeteria. So,
please. I hope that it just ends with that one school, and we keep. Let's just give a
say yay for the yoga.
But for the people in that high school, I should have researched it more. I don't know where it's at. Might have been Colorado. I don't know where it's at. But let's just give a moment of silence to the end of yoga pants at that high school.
Fair enough. You know what? Let's keep them in the yoga.
Give a toast to the yoga pants.
To the yoga pants. Yoga pants.
Okay. All right. Moving on here. And real quick, for those who do not know what this show is about.
Oh, yes.
Because we just dove right into
it. We dove right in.
We are two guys in a bar. And we're talking about things that people talk about in a bar. Hence the name of the show,
Bar Talk. We're clever that way.
Yeah. If you and Beamer came up with the name. He said, genius.
I am a genius sometimes.
If you want to get a hold of us, you have a show idea, a topic, you want to be a part of the show, you have feedback, cheers, anything you want to add, you can get us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. That's B-A-R-T-A-L-K.
B-A-R-T-A-L-K, the number one, at yahoo.com.
See, this is what happens when you drink. This is live. This is not, we're not in the studio. We're not recording in someone's house.
We literally are sitting in the dining area of a bar where there's about 20 people trying to get a last drink.
We're getting tore up, joining a nor'easter. Yes, hit us up at bartalk1@yahoo.com. That's B-A-R-T-A-L-K, the number one, @yahoo.com.
No hashtag, though, just the number one.
Okay, we had talked about... we always talk about lists. We talked about the, what list did we do before? We did other lists.
We did bar talk lists.
Yeah, we did our list. Our list. Whatever the fucking list it was.
That's not important. Here's a list that Keith has. And is this list, Keith?
I checked out, they recently had the AVN Awards.
And you don't know what that
is? That is the adult video Network
news, whatever.
Adult video award.
It's the porn awards.
It's the porn awards, basically. I have a list of the winners, and really, what gets me is the categories. You guys want to get on me for bring up the yoga pants thing, which is near and dear, but some of these awards. Let's just go. Well, they have a best actor award. You know, best actor in a porn. Best actor award. That went to Tommy Pistol. You gotta love the name. Best actress is Remy LaCroix.
It's French. LaCroix.
Right. Tommy Pistol's a pretty good name.
Remy LaCroix. We'll have to look that up.
Look her up here. And then some of the titles. I mean, they have way too many categories. I think if you've been in a movie, if your penis was in a vagina, whatever the category, they're going to make up five or six categories around that. They had best all sex release, slutty and sluttier, 18.
Is that 18 the age or 18 the 18 number?
18 of the series.
Holy crap.
Slutty and Sluttier, 18. That was the best all-sex releases. The best amateur series is College Rules, which makes you think yoga pants. Aha. Mm-hmm. You ban yoga pants, you lose that series. Then there's the best anal series. And the name of that title was Evil Anal. So,
all right, seriously.
Evil anal.
Evil anal.
Evil anal.
Is this the Michael Sandberg? I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
Evil the best anal release was Wet Asses 2.
What was this? The best anal release?
Yeah, Wet Asses 2.
Because
if one wasn't good enough.
I'm not saying I'm a purveyor of adult entertainment. I'm not saying I'm for or against, but I will never watch the best anal release is Wet Asses 2. What okay. is it wet with?
All right, well, the best the best big butt release. Are you ready? Big Wet Asses 22.
Holy fuck. I mean, there's been 22 versions of Big Wet Asses.
Big Wet Asses 22. Won the AVN Award.
This is
for the
like,
best.
This is like an hour long, you know.
Best Big Wet release. Oh. That's awesome. And then they have Best Comedy. I mean, of course, you gotta have a little comedy with your porn.
Yeah. Who wants. That yeah, would, someone to shut up now.
That would be banned sluts. So, you know,
banned?
Banned sluts, yeah.
So they're.
And the best big bus series is Big and Real. There you go.
Well, I mean. Hey, there's nothing wrong with big as well as real.
Now, some things are really totally unnecessary. I don't want to stretch this out anymore with the title, but I mean. I'll just do some. I mean, best DVD extras.
Extras?
I don't want to see any lost footage or bloopers.
John the porn producer's mother in.
Oh, wait a minute. It got my eye. Anal, can we reshoot this?
In Anal Raiders 4.
Best Looking DVD for the lost, extras.
Yeah.
They also have. This is pretty weird. They have a category best drama. Best drama in porn.
Does the condom break?
Oh my gosh. What do we do? Well, we'll wait for the test. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, does anybody really? Who? These are just the most unnecessary. Best drama, best DVD, best editing. I don't care if you can see the boom, the microphone hanging down.
Please tell me there's best score. The music score on there. Please tell me there's the best music score.
Well, they do have best ethnic series, and that would be the 8th Street Latinos. The best.
Hold on. I would think that when it comes to porn, really, I mean, you're doing something that kind of is taboo anyway. You know, by somewhat social standards, do you really have to ethnically break down your porn, too?
Yeah. Well, the best ethnic release was
Shut up. Big, shut up. Did you just say that?
Big Black Wet Asses 13.
Oh, gosh.
13.
13.
Big Black Wet Asses 13.
Get,
oh,
like,
that's for black.
Get,
oh,
like,
they have one for Asian, which is Asian Bombshells. Oh, ready? Best educational release. Sometimes you need to learn. There are couples who are having problems, you know, in the bedroom. You want to turn to porn. There's a Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex. Colon, ready? Anal Play for Men.
Really, colon? Colon and then anal play?
Janal... Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, and the
oh,
topic
Jesus,
is
no.
Anal Play for Men.
Ooh, no, no. That's why it's wicked. That is exactly why that's right.
So some of these issues. Best marketing campaign. I mean, best music soundtrack.
Oh yeah, so
Grease XXX. I got chills. It's from a vibrator. And I'm losing control.
Give me a face. I'm going to bust on it. I mean, sorry.
Okay, best non-sex performance. I mean, really, should there be a category for that in porn? Best non-sex performance. I don't know. That's just total redundant right there. It goes on. Best solo scene, which I would not like to see, if, especially in the male category.
Oh, is that the male category?
This is scary. Best young girl series.
Ooh.
It's called Cuties. Best wall to wall release. Best transsexual sex scene. It's broken down.
Jesus.
most outrageous sex scene. That's another one there.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was some freaky shit that they got going on.
And movie of the year. I guess porn movie of the year is Underworld.
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 Where is it going?
And they have, they even have categories for pleasure products. They have best condom maker, best enhancement manufacturer. Trojan is the king of that category right there. What do we got here?
I can tell you the number one seller.
Hold on. Out of nowhere, a voice comes up out of the blue. Ego is making a guest appearance here.
Number one seller at Amazon. It is a dual finger vibrator that attaches to your finger and vibrates.
Okay, so we want to make sure this is clear that he may or may not work for a company called after a certain riverway in South America. And by him saying this is because he may or may not have reference of information that told him that was the number one selling toy.
What the hell did he just say?
We do not want to get sued by Amazon. They got more money in their...
So-called best sex toy ever seen.
Okay. Whatever just happened here. Now, say it again. There's a what?
It is a thing that goes over two fingers, normally your middle finger, and your pointer finger.
Okay, this sounds like he actually uses this thing.
So it was either created by the most laziest man in the world or the smartest man in the world for a woman.
The best pleasure product is Omi Bod.
Isn't that a Star Wars character?
Yeah, I know. The best product line for men is Flashlight.
Flashlight.
Yeah, I can. Oh, Fleshlight. I'm very sorry. Fleshlight.
I'm very sorry. I should have emphasized. Yeah.
So that's it right there. So, what's the favorite webcam? Hottest ass. They have the hottest ass, and I went to Alexis, Texas. All right, if you. Yes, Alexis, Texas. We have to check out.
We've all seen that.
I'm not saying that I've seen anything, nor.
Yeah. And favorite male porn star, Beamer, would you like to announce this?
That'd be Steve Beamer.
James Dean, that's the most non-original name. Yeah, I kind of like Tommy Pistol. That was best actor.
Tommy Pistol
was
awesome.
That's
not the same thing, though.
James Dean?
What I know what I'm saying, the best porn star actor, and then best porn star?
No, best actor, and then you have, favorite male porn star.
That's voted on by the...
How is that not
Ron Jeremy? Girls to get unloaded on.
Everybody knows Ron Jeremy.
Actually, you know what? I did see that he had a major, cancer scare recently. So he's been in a hospital.
Oh, the...
I saw that on Yahoo or something like that.
I forgot to mention the best Big Butt series... went to fat ass white girls.
So, PHAT. All right. So, how come the non auditions, the fake castings, not involved in
it? Yeah, that is not involved at all. I have no idea with that. So, so those are the AVN Awards. I know a comedian who performed stand up comedy at the AVN Awards. It was actually Otto and George, the next rated.
Okay, did he put this on his resume of comedy shows?
Yes, he did. It's a big deal. It's huge.
That's what she said.
All right.
Yes, so. I just throw it out there, but I don't give a.
All right. Anyway, so we're gonna take a there. Quick beer break, real quick.
Yeah,
take a quick break. We got Ego sitting in on the show, and we will be right back after this.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man.
Okay, and we're back. So that was a we got a little break here. That was a titillating conversation we had earlier. And during the break,
I wish I had something to say that didn't sound really dirty right now.
During the break, we were talking about some of our favorite performers, and one of them,
the adultish industry,
in the AVN industry here, and this is a consensus. I would think.
Everybody here knew the name.
Nina Hartley. Nina Hartley. Yes, round of applause. Nina
Hartley. 60-year-old or whatever.
Her tag is that she has the best ass in the business. That was her tagline.
And she's got some age to her, but it doesn't matter.
That is a... She I think she'd be like a gilf now for her age. I don't know what...
Yeah, she's probably right around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's in prime shape.
Gilf. Really, Gil?
Hey, I'm look. I'm.
He ain't too far from being.
I'm 40 something, yeah. So hey, she's right at my level now.
A grilf, I guess. Grandfather, so he would like.
Talk about instructional videos by a woman. You can't get better than you.
Yeah. Watching the workout with the bananas, awesome. All right, so. All right, so Beamer, you got a couple things you want to.
Oh man, you know it's kind of been I can't even go into this conversation after the last, but I will, and it's gonna be the biggest news on ESPN, CNN, you know everything out there. The Michael Sam.
I thought you were talking about
Derek Jeter.
Jeter retiring. All right, he's retiring. Goodbye. Yeah. All right, so.
So there's
come
a,
on,
a for anybody
where's
that's
song,
from any
yeah. the song
for any know. For any
I love the song.
I don't think you can remember the song.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Michael Sam.
For anybody that's not from the United States listening to us, we there was a football player to come out. He's one of the top players come out of college for the draft this year. He came out. He said he literally came out. He said, I'm gay.
He says, I'm Michael Sams, I love to play football, and I suck cock. I think that's what he said. That's what I heard. No? Okay.
Watch something.
I'm sorry. He didn't really say that. He says, I'm Michael Sams, I'm a football player, and I don't know. I'm a tight end? I'm a wide receiver? I don't know.
No pun intended.
No, he came out the closet, and when he gets, he's going to get drafted. Somebody's going to pick him
up. Yes.
But he will be the first openly gay football player. A lot of people saying, is it a big deal now?
No.
Is it?
God, why is it such a...
Have you heard the rumors of Aaron Rodgers?
That's not true.
You don't think so?
No. Like Jared Pennacoli, it's not true.
No. I
You've seen his girl. It's not true.
Yeah, my thing is, you know what?
Hey, that's
I've got nothing against Michael Sam. I don't know him as a person. I barely know him as a player. And I've only gotten to see him because it is... coverage of this more recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit. If you're gay, you're straight. If you're pansexual, ball, you if, you know, if you have a fucking horn sticking out of your head. If you can play football, you can come in, you can, you know.
But if I make a play and he taps you on the ass, I'm like, hey, dude, you're supposed to tap, not grab. Tap.
Well, I did actually. Somebody told me that when
give me a pound, give me a high five, yeah, chest bump, boom.
No chest bump.
The question is this. Why the fuck does anybody even care?
True, but yeah, it won't matter unless you're in the shower next day and he go, yo, what you doing after the game as he's rubbing his nipples looking at you? What are you doing after the game?
That's kind of a question out there. Like, you know, if you ask questions, how far is it too far that you're stereotyping gays?
Now, he even came out and said in the interview.
But then I'd be like, dude, you're not looking at me? No. What, I'm not your type?
he even came out and said in the interview, like, look, when it's in the locker room, it's about being professional.
Right.
And when you're in a D1, a D2 school, you're being professional.
Okay.
And so what he expects the same thing when he gets to the NFL. So that was the ultimate, like, result was,
yeah, I really
it's about if you can play football or you can't play football.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? His dad kind of disowned him and all that.
Yeah, what did his dad say? I tried to re-look it up. He called
and told his dad on his dad's birthday.
Yeah.
Which, A, that's not exactly the day you want to go and say, hey, Pops, guess what?
Mm-hmm. Tops. But didn't he say something like, I don't agree with it, but you're my son and I really don't care or something?
Well, no, he was eating at a Denny's on his birthday.
Wait, his dad's black? A black guy got served at Denny's?
He left.
That's news.
He left Denny's.
That's news right there.
He called into to New York Times in an interview with him, and he left Denny's where he was eating to go to, I believe it was Ruby Tuesdays or Applebee's, to go get drinks because he didn't know how to deal with it.
You know where he should have went to get all the chicks? Chili's.
Oh. Hi, all.
Did all pass? Remember? They went to Applebee's. They went to Applebee's, and JB Spoon's like, "Man, ain't no girls here. I can take you home where all the girls hang out. Really? Come on, let's go. Where are we going? Chili's. Yo, man, classic. But that's the total lie because all the hotties hang out at Applebee's.
No, they hang out at Tom Fuller.
Yes, I mean, Tom Fuller is in Middletown, Delaware. Make sure you come out. 714 Ash Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware.
We'll put it this way. Yeah, we'll get back to the subject because we're running out of time here, and you know we need to get this quick. His dad went and said, "I don't approve of his son's lifestyle. Right. He doesn't want to have his son to have any kids because he doesn't want his grandchildren growing up in that kind of place. You know, in a house of that. Blah blah blah."
Mm-hmm.
He, instead of going and, you know, really just having a conversation with his son, he went to the New York Times and did an interview. And it's like, what point is it that you're just a sleazy fucking, you know, trying to get celebrity and trying to get people to support for you instead of going and actually dealing with real life with your son?
My thing is this. Your son's going to the NFL. Do you know the fucking money that you're giving up? The lifestyle that you fucking blew?
Guaranteed.
He's going to the NFL.
I don't know if you can say blow.
He's getting signed.
Michael Sam in the
comments. Oh, yeah, yeah. He blew.
And let's be real.
A lot of money.
He's going to get signed as an underrated player, most likely, and then end up getting a bigger contract later in life.
He'll be first round. He'll be first round.
You think so?
Middle round. He's not going to be defensive end. He's going to be a linebacker. He's going in the first round.
Yeah, he's going in the first round. You can't not give him the first round.
But how many first round talents have dropped out of the second round?
Doesn't matter.
This guy set himself up to be a first round pick.
Before we talk all that, he's good. He's going to get.
He's a great player.
We've agreed that.
No doubt.
Do you think he goes to a big market team or a smaller market team like Cleveland?
No, it goes to a team that needs defense.
So you think it's purely based on skill that he goes?
He's going to be starting where he goes.
Mm-hmm. So
he's going to be a linebacker.
The Eagles said
they'd be interested.
I personally feel he goes to a smaller market team where the fact that he came out doesn't matter.
You won't.
If he can play football.
Smaller market teams.
He goes to Philadelphia. He goes to New York. He's going to be in a big market team where teams he's going to be in defense. The shadow. No, he's going to be in the spotlight.
Nah, you can't go by money. He's going to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to get drafted.
And he's going to make money. He's going to do well. The question
is, does he get drafted because of he's going to pull attention to him, or do you think he's going to play purely on skill?
He could have waited till after he got drafted and then came out. He could have did that, but he didn't.
Do you think it hasn't been a secret in Missouri? Early for a reason.
No. Before we say that, in Missouri or wherever, it was already open. The team knew. The school knew. The local newspapers knew. Teams knew. It was known. It's an open secret. When we say open secret, like right now, if I came out that I was gay, which I'm not. This is a hypothetical situation. His
wife might be a little upset with that.
Around here, it would be like, oh, you know, okay, he's gay. But the nation doesn't know. It's the same thing. And if a University of Delaware player says, I'm gay, it's all in the news journal, but it's not in the Inquirer.
So the question is why is ESPN making it such the big deal?
Why is the nation?
It is the story.
Well, not right now.
Same thing.
Right now, it's
breaking news. They said, "Oh, we're gonna talk about so and so," and then they said, "Breaking news: Derek Jeter announced retirement." The whole I watched SportsCenter 6 mm-hmm. o'clock. The whole SportsCenter was all about Jeter. I'm sitting there like, okay, is there anything else going on? How about the Olympics, NBA,
curling?
What? Nothing. So I mean. You know, he's gay, he's coming out, so what?
So the question that came up is, how do you get into curling?
I know a guy who is into curling. They actually have a club that he belongs to in Philadelphia.
Are you going to shuffleboard and say, fuck it, I'm going to try it on ice?
But there's a few of us that have come to the conclusion that we're going to try to get a curling team. We're going to rent the empty store that's next door. It was a liquor store that closed. We're going to rent it out. Turn it into a curling building.
Are you good at mopping?
Hey, you know what? We could get the Olympics, and I could be, you know, the guy in from Germany who's 48.
There's actually the first Olympics.
Yeah,
there's actually locally a lot of clubs. Philadelphia has a lot of clubs.
Pennsylvania is very big on curling.
There's a guy that I know who's involved in it. He's actually going to tournaments. He travels. Doing curling stuff, so it's not nothing that's hard to get into right off the bat. So that's that. So I don't think it should be a big deal, but it is, and we have to accept that there's going to be gays in everything. There's going to be a gay president one day. You know, they said there would never be a black president. That happened. There's going to be a female president, and then there's going to be a gay president. Not in that order, but it's going to happen. It's going to be a gay female president. My thing is, I don't see why it's a big deal. I like to take it up the ass. I like men. And what are we supposed to do? Whenever a person says I'm gay, they clap. He's so brave. What if you say, I like women? Is anybody going to stand up and clap for me?
Mm-mm.
What's the difference? Does that make them a better person? Oh, he's so brave. Brave for what? Yeah. She's giving us the wrap it up. We ain't wrapping shit up. This is bar talk, damn it. Okay, we got to hurry up. She has pit bulls. She has pit bulls.
Okay, so real quick, I'm going to get this one thing out because we do have Valentine's Day coming up, and it'll be past Valentine's Day before that. There is two McDonald's in the Tampa Bay area, right, that are doing, they're having reservations at the McDonald's for Valentine's.
What's wrong with that? I was taking my wife to Burger King. I don't want to blow shit, but hey.
They're going to have champagne flutes full of soda. They're going to have flowers on a table, tablecloths. They're going to have like a one section that's for, you know, the couple that wants to go out and wants to splurge.
Can we get a
fucking McDonald's?
Can we get McNugget for two?
Hey, baby, I love you.
Are you serious?
I am as serious as the day is long. You got a little hot.
He said, I'm as serious as the day is long. What the fuck? How country are you? What the hell is that?
Day's long sometimes.
You guys know what that means.
But wow. I'm serious. That right there, hey, Tampa Bay, happy Valentine's. You are some rednecks, and I didn't even realize it.
All right. Well, I got to get this out the way. We do got to wrap it up. But AskMen.com had a survey.
Or Eagles back in the
yeah. No, wait, wait. We'll take a minute. We're going to have a quick drink, and we'll be right back. Right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to jump right back into this. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Bar Talk. Okay, and we are back. Beer's flowing, snow's coming down. People are afraid of the snow. Mm. Here on the East Coast where we are, I mean, we get snow and people freak out. I mean, if there's, I don't know, an inch of snow, you can't get a loaf of bread or an eyedropper of milk.
Or salt. Salt right now. Did you see? It's going out of different places, and they said online you can buy, it was like a 20-pound bag for $75.
Yeah, that's unreal. You got people hustling. Hey, yo, I got that rock salt right here, player.
There's people buying crack just so they can throw it down because it's cheaper than buying salt right now.
I got that Morton right here. I got Morton salt, player. Put it on your sidewalk and your steak.
Yo, son, you need some bread? Let's buy some milk. You want some milk? I got you, son.
You would be hustling salt.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That's what's going on right now. In this area, it's going ridiculous prices. The stores are sold out of salt.
Yeah,
we're going to get rain.
It's snowing, dude.
We were supposed to get 3 feet of snow last week.
But it literally is snowing right now, so we did get snow.
Yeah, I drive a Kia. I don't know how the hell I'm getting home.
Yeah, I drive an NS10 two-wheel drive, so it's going to be a fun, drive.
I drive a rear-wheel drive vehicle.
Rear-wheel drive.
Yeah, try to say that 10 times. 2,700 pounds. Subaru BRZ. Yeah,
he's going to be sitting in the same spot for about 10 minutes trying to back up.
I tried to go to McDonald's. I went sideways in the drive-thru yesterday.
Okay, just come to the second window.
An Asian driving an Asian car. What are the odds?
I said to him earlier, I said he's going to be drifting
not
all over the
snow
place.
Not or anything.
The cops are going to be like, damn Asians drifting all over the place.
The most classic line in the history of Bar Talk is, sometimes you got to slap an Asian.
Damn! Really?
That is classic.
Sometimes you just got to slap an Asian.
That is just a classic line that
Amanda
will go down in history.
Yes.
So, oh geez, yeah, we had to rush through this show.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, this is our 10th episode, so we hit a
10. Yes,
we hit a
one thing we're gonna talk
a
about.
Small milestone.
10 shows. I have to say this, that it took me, I don't know, a month. To get Beamer to jump aboard to say, hey, this is something we should do.
It took him like 3 months to get Beamer to
Yeah, I said aboard. A month. Yeah. I'm being nice. But yeah, he was like, okay. And even the first few shows we tried, we taped some good things, but the technical difficulty was off. So we had finally got it going. And so for our 10th, I never heard 10 as being a milestone, but for our 10th episode, I think.
For us, it's a pebble, you know, in the mountain that we're climbing. But at the same time, hey, we hit the pebble.
Yeah. So with that pebble, do you have any final thoughts? This is our Beamer inspirational moment for our
10th episode. I think we need to get everybody in on a ceremonial.
And shut up, ego. you know what?
All of our guests, we get them in one day.
Like Keith said, hey.
But this is special.
Keith, you shut up.
Okay. This is our Beamer inspirational moment.
And he still won't shut up. So, you know what? What it comes down to, no matter what, I've sat here with this man for, you know, a couple episodes that didn't come out. And we've done 10 full that you guys have listened to. And we have a fan base, which is amazing. Keep listening. We love you guys. Even though we don't know who you are, please get a hold of us. Hit us up on bartalk1@yahoo.com. Make sure you let us know, because if you enjoy this show, we enjoy you listening, and you being there and you listening makes this worthwhile. It doesn't matter if we make a $1 off of this. This is pure enjoyment, and this has become a passion for me. And it's because the guy sitting across the table from me is the reason why this has happened and it's gotten to this point. So in our 10 episodes, you know, we're going to, don't worry, we'll be here for a long while. I want to toast the man across the bar, or across the table from me, Keith. Thank you. We will keep doing this, and we will keep going. And we will hopefully make people laugh and make people smile and make their days a little bit better.
And you will learn things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will. As our AVN Awards segment has taught
you. It might not be shit you want to learn, but you might be like, why do I have that knowledge in my head? But, hey.
All right, so, yes, continue to listen. Catch us on iTunes for free. On your Android phone, you can download...
The Podomatic.
Podomatic.com. They have an app, but it's all free. Make sure you subscribe. We want to thank Ego for coming back.
Want to thank Ego. We also want to thank Sarah for stopping in.
Sarah.
And, allowing you to say past the snow.
Yes, allowing us a place that's...
It's kind of a blizzard right now.
Kind of a blizzard right now. We don't know how we're getting
this home. This is going to... The 40 minutes plus that we might have on this podcast is going to be about a fraction of the time it's going to take to get home. So,
yeah.
And I live 15 minutes...
I'm walking home.
I live 15 minutes away. It's going to take me an hour
half
to get
mile.
Home. So, we sacrifice for you because, you know, we love you. And this is why we do it. Because you guys listening right now. Yep, but thank you.
Continue listening. Hit us up, bartalk1@yahoo.com. BARTALK, the number one, bartalk1@yahoo.com. Email us, tell us what you like. And ladies, Beamer's still single.
Yeah, don't forget about
me. So is Ego.
So is Ego.
Ego, guess what? They ain't going to work.
They're cock blocking each other here.
So,
all right, so that's it.
Hit us up, girls.
We will see you guys on the flip side. All right. Thanks for listening to Bar Talk. We're out.
Peace.